100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was stand, and we've got some stories in from y'all. And if there's anyone else who wants to send in stories for it a little late, well, send them on in, and I'll put them up on the feed in a separate post. Sometimes it takes more than a week to imagine these. That's why if you go to the archives and click on the next weekly challenge list, you'll see what's coming up. So in case it takes you a month, a few months, that's okay. Go ahead and send them on in. I'll share them with, well, whoever listens. I haven't looked at the stats in a long time. Is anyone still listening? Anyway, here are the stories for those of you who want to listen. Remember, you do it for N, the number of people that are doing this. Don't do it for N plus 1. Well, you could, but not at the expense of N. Treasure N. And maybe the N plus 1 will see that and be a part of it.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Swipe and Pay on the Last Bus of the Day. It was standing room only, always the same on a rainy Saturday night, a sea of vacant faces and glazed expressions. I was sandwiched between a woman with a lot to say and a good-looking man, I found out later, called Paul. The bus jerked us about. Someone nearby really needed to wash their neck. Paul and I collided for the whole journey. We apologised while sharing an uncomfortable look, then awkwardly got off at the same stop. Thankfully, he hadn't noticed his missing card. I did a food shop, bought some shoes before throwing it into the Clyde. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 894 with the prompt of stand. So here's my story. Not wanting to have to make a stand against the two burly teenagers, Bilbert leapt into the air. Linoleum Amanda rose with him, but stopped as Sabrina remained, standing on the ground as solid as any rock. Bilbert dropped back to the ground. I can't stand this! Sabrina pointed to a stand of trees. We can hide in there. Maybe fight them off. No, it's no use. He thrust his other hand to Sabrina. Let's give it one more try. Sabrina took Bilbert's hand, forming a three-person circle. Bilbert barely thought about it, and they rose into the air together. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic stand. It's called Old Boys Club. So, Cedric, where do you stand on the fairer sex? I beg your pardon, I replied, momentarily distracted from savouring my brandy. Women, old chap. Some of the boys think we should allow them into the club. Are you for or against it? The Clarington was one of the more forward-looking gentlemen's clubs, but even so, some things are sacrosanct. I took another appreciative sip of brandy. No, women have their place, and the Clarington is not that place. Jolly good, old boy. He checked his fob watch. Now, drink up. The pole dancing girls will be starting soon. That's it. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They said you can become filthy rich being a travel blogger. he believed them. One day, a guy said, "You're a wuss." He was no wuss. He was a king. Off with his head. He had always wanted to say that. His kingdom, an old mattress, a dusty rug, a lamp. He could walk a few feet to the left and a few feet to the right. 30 years, till the parole board decided he could leave. He did have some incense burning. It made him look normal. The severed head in his backpack was sloppy. Oh well, stand still. Zen. And this was my story for this week, taught by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Teacher made me stand in the corner. She was always making me do that. I reckon she got a kick from it. What sort of person takes pleasure from exerting their authority over a kid like that? I wasn't bothered about spending time in the corner. It gave me plenty of opportunity to plot and plan. It was more about the embarrassment of being singled out and made to look a fool. Another bonus of facing the corner was that it allowed me to slip my gun from where I'd hidden it. Time that teacher got singled out. By me.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story this evening is Stand. I'm a child of the 50s. I cut my musical teeth on the Silver Dollar Survey, a top 40s kid. A system best described by Joni Mitchell in Free Man in Paris, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song. This all changed in the 80s with the rise of alternative rock. Thinking man's rock. I totally embraced REM's Stan with its super bubblegum pop bounce, so reminiscent of the Banana Splits, the Archies, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, and the Monkees. Your feet are going to be on the ground. Your head is there to move you around. Yep. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
They tell us to sit. They tell us to stand. They tell us to put our hands over our heads. They tell us to put our hands down. They tell us to sit again. They tell us to smile. They tell us to stop smiling. Stop smiling right now. They tell us to stand. And they tell us to sit again. They tell us to do a lot of things over and over until they stopped because we told them to stop. We told them to sit down. We told them to stop smiling. We are no longer their slaves.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of stand. I hope you enjoyed the stories this week. I know I did. And if you want to enjoy a lot more stories, go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and just look through the archives. Click on play on a few of these. See how you like it. Maybe go back 15, 16, 17 years ago and in the history and in the archives and see how things were. Anyway, the next topic is Canyon. So go ahead and write up your stories, record them, and dream your dreams. Thank you for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.